Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We are awaiting word from Nikki Haley, word that she is dropping her bid for the GOP presidential nomination, setting the stage for a rematch of the 2020 election.
Nikki Haley makes the decision to suspend her presidential campaign after being soundly defeated across the country on Super Tuesday, according to people familiar with the choice, leaving Donald Trump the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Three people with direct knowledge who spoke on condition of anonymity confirmed Haley's decision ahead of an announcement by her scheduled for today. Haley's departure clears Trump to focus solely on his likely rematch in November with President Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
Trump and Biden, the big winners on Super Tuesday.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason.
Former President Trump celebrating the night at a Mar-a-Lago victory party.
There's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive.
President Biden didn't give a speech, but instead issued a statement warning that Trump is focused on his own revenge and retribution, not the American people. Nikki Haley won the Vermont GOP primary, but she trails Trump in the delegate count by a wide margin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defeating President Biden, Baltimore-based investor Jason Palmer, who won the Democrat caucus in American Samoa. The U.S. economy continues to crank out jobs. Payroll processor ADP reports private sector employers hired 140,000 people last month. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell launching into 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill. He's expected to tell lawmakers that the Fed is in no particular rush to cut interest rates. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been higher so far. The Dow is up 163 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you, who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
This game's Q News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The Oakland A's have released their latest vision for their Las Vegas ballpark. The 33,000-seat facility will feature a fixed roof with five overlapping layers that mimic traditional baseball pennants, with a wall behind the outfield housing the world's largest cable-knit glass window, which will face the Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard intersection with the Strip. Strip as the backdrop. A's owner John Fisher says they wanted a unique design that would fit in with the excitement that is the Las Vegas Strip. Plans also call for that facility to feature an 8,000 square foot jumbotron, which would be the largest stadium screen in Major League Baseball. Current plans also include 2,500 parking spaces on the spot with a plaza leading up to the stadium. Now, with the Tropicana scheduled to close April 2nd to make way for that ballpark, if you want to be among the last guests to stay there at the Rat Pack era property, well, prepare to dig deep in your pocket. Room rates for the 66-year-old hotel casino are at a premium for its last 4 days. Beginning Thursday, March 28th, rates are $499 a night, not including taxes and resort fees, a 260% increase over its normal weekend rates. You'll believe it when you see it. Southwest Gas giving you a decrease in your gas bill beginning next month. The company has filed a quarterly rate adjustment that will decrease gas bills beginning in April. Here in Southern Nevada, overall gas rates should go down by about 10.5%. This is actually the third straight quarter Southwest Gas has reduced its quarterly rates, which cover fuel purchase costs for the facility. The decrease comes on the heels of customer anger over their winter gas bills, where some customers saw their bills increase by 50% compared to the same time last year. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
It is slower than usual on the east side of the valley as you come up 95 northbound away from Henderson through the Charleston curve. This is an accident 95 northbound after Boulder Highway, and just one car at a time is getting by and through that area, and got the construction cones already keeping speeds down. So 95 northbound after Boulder Highway, real choke point there. In Henderson, still have eastern northbound closed down between Silverado Ranch and Serene. An overnight fatal accident's being cleared and investigated. That's eastern northbound between Silverado Ranch and Serene. Should be nice today. Winds about 20 miles per hour. Outside chance of rain later on tonight. It's 48 degrees right now and should hit 70 this afternoon. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was gonna put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm gonna pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local. The day after Super Tuesday, we'll talk about the impending implosion of Nikki Haley. She is on the verge of suspending her campaign. Media reports say it's going to come today. There'll be an announcement. We'll have that, I'm sure, for you along the way. The big news over the last couple of days, of course, the Supreme Court issuing a reversal of the Colorado Supreme Court decision upholding Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's removal of Donald J. Trump from the ballot. What did the Colorado Supreme Court get wrong? Really, really wrong, in fact. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with a guy that has dealt with this very, very intimately, J. Christian Adams. He is the president of Public Interest Legal Foundation, and they filed an amicus brief with the Supremes, and apparently the Supremes were listening because it was unanimous, unanimous. J. Christian Adams, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
First of all, the amicus brief that you filed on behalf of your organization, can you talk a little bit about what was in the brief and why you filed it?
Okay, so the important thing that we said was that only the Constitution can decide what the qualifications for president is for a federal office, not a state election official. We also said that what the Colorado Secretary of State did was destabilizing to the country. You just can't rip people off ballots. It's going to spread if one person's allowed to do that. And, of course, that's what the court exactly ruled, is it would create chaos.
Were you surprised by the unanimous decision?
A wee little bit, but not too much, because I had been predicting it was going to be 8-1 or maybe 9-0, and that the chief, Justice Roberts, would go a long way to get a unanimous opinion, and that's exactly what happened. It's called a per curiam. That's Latin for speaking with one voice.
And I took high school Latin, but even I didn't know quite what it was. What did the Colorado State Supreme Court get so wrong about the whole decision to try and keep Donald J. Trump off the ballot?
Yeah, I think they might have gotten caught the bug from the Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, the Trump derangement syndrome bug, and were just completely bought into this idea that they had the power to declare somebody an insurrectionist under the 14th Amendment and therefore strip the right to vote of the people who supported that candidate. And I just really did. When I read the opinion from Colorado, I thought these guys are making a political statement, not a legal one. And I think that's why it's such a shame that the country got dragged through this, because it wasn't a close call. It was 9-0 that the Colorado Supreme Court was wrong.
I'm just curious, how broadly or narrowly should we interpret this decision? There might be other blue states that say, hey, we want to take them off our ballot. So how broadly, how narrowly should we look at this decision?
Yeah, there's no way a state can narrowly interpret this and say we're going to take them off our ballot. The court was explicitly clear. It is game over for any other state that wants to remove any federal candidate, whether it's Congress, senator, or president, from the ballot. And don't forget, some states were thinking about removing congressmen. So this was not a hypothetical. This was real, that this was about to get out of control. And that's why the Supreme Court said, no, nobody can be removed. No state official in any state has the power to remove a federal candidate.
How much of an impact did the word chaos have in what the Supreme Court came up with?
Huge. The court said that allowing a state official to do this would create chaos. We use the word in our brief of destabilization. We talked about it destabilizing the country. Chaos is what the Supreme Court used. And what they said could happen is red states start removing blue candidates from the ballot for Congress or Senator. Hey, let's take pick your state that has a Republican in the Secretary of State's office with a Democrat candidate, and they can just yank them off the ballot. I mean, it could get out of control fast, and it would truly destabilize the country.
And so in other words, this decision means that states can't take a state senator or a member of Congress out or off a ballot. They're prohibited by this 9-0 decision. Am I right?
Right. No state official can remove a federal candidate for any office.
I want to ask you a generic question, and it involves the integrity of the vote. You've dedicated most of your adult life to this particular issue, and I've got to ask you, are you confident that come November 5th we'll have a free and fair election in our country?
Well, it depends on what state. I think there's been a lot of improvements in places like Georgia and Florida. I'm very optimistic about states that have done things to help the process. I'm not optimistic, sadly, about where you are right now. I think Nevada has adopted one of the worst possible ways to run an election, and that's auto mail to every registered voter. I think it's a disaster, because I've been to Nevada recently, and I've been and my team has been documenting all of the bad addresses where, and you can stay tuned for more on this shortly, but all the bad addresses where these ballots are being mailed to. And that's just not the way to run an election, is to just like mail out ballots to everyone on the list. It's among the worst ways.
So what do we here in Nevada need to be doing? I mean, it's in the statute now. I mean, it's been codified. How do we fix it?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of hope for that, considering your legislators' makeup. I mean, well, how you fix it is simple. If you're going to have a mail system, which, you know, a lot of people like, they like the ballot to come to their house. then change it that it doesn't auto-mail to every active voter. Not every single person on the list should get it mailed. You ought to request it. That's what it is in most of the country. You guys in Nevada are an outlier. You no other place in the country, with the possible exception of Oregon and California, have auto-mail to everyone on the list. You have to actually, you know, pick up the phone, send an email, send a letter requesting a mail ballot, and then you'll get one. But, you know, it's not automatic. And I've been to Nevada a lot, and I've seen the ballots stacking up in lobbies, scattered all over the floor. I've seen the vacant lots, the abandoned mines in Pahrump, where ballots were being sent. I've seen it with my own eyes, and it is not the way to run an election.
Jay Christian Adams joining us, the president of Public Interest Legal Foundation. What is Public Interest Legal Foundation, for those that don't know?
We're the country's only C3 charity law firm that's dedicated totally to election integrity, the rule of law in our elections, to make sure that the law is being followed and the laws are the best they can be.
Are there other states besides Nevada that concern you going into this election?
Yes. Michigan does for a variety of reasons, not the least of which there's an extremely partisan Secretary of State in Michigan. Sometimes the individuals who run the elections can be so ideologically motivated and full of hatred, by the way, of the other side. That's the real problem in Michigan, is this just utter contempt for Republicans and conservatives who care about elections. Only she, for example, her name's Jocelyn Benson, is wise enough to opine about anything. That's the bureaucratic problem. You have cases like Pennsylvania, where you don't have effective monitoring in Philadelphia because of state laws that don't allow anybody from outside of Philadelphia to watch the election in Philadelphia. That's a concern. You have problems in places like Wisconsin, where you have statutes in place involving same-day registration and other statutes are just not being followed. The law is being ignored, and that is a incendiary circumstance. So, some places are not as good as they could be, and I'm a little worried.
Will your organization be active in monitoring these states?
Of course. We have lawsuits going all over the country. In some of these states, for example, there are active lawsuits. So, and we're also going to expand the battlefield in the next couple of weeks to more states.
How can people keep up to date on what you folks are doing, and how can they help you?
Publicinterestlegal.org is the website. Again, publicinterestlegal.org.
Christian, thank you so much. Always good to have you with us. Keep fighting that good fight, would you please?
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
There you go. Jay Christian Adams joining us. He is a champion. He's a patriot. He is the president of Public Interest Legal Foundation. Stick around. More to do as we continue on a Wednesday. It's Michael McDonald's birthday. By the way, if you see him today, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, it's his birthday, his 29th birthday all over again. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I like to dream. Yes, right between the sun machine. On the cloud of sun.
It is now official. Nikki Haley issuing a statement saying, quote, the time has come to suspend my campaign. That means the stage is now set. Donald J. Trump against Joe Biden, a rematch. And it's going to be fun. There are going to be surprises along the way. We got the court system involved, the criminal justice system involved. The fact is that we're going to have a rough and tumble next, 8-9 months. It's all going to end, hopefully, on November 5th. But Nikki Haley is gone. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you and give you a chance to react to what you now know. And in particular, I want to talk to those of you who are never Trumpers or people that have fallen away and say, I can't vote for Donald J. Trump. I want to talk to those of you that can't vote for Trump, but you also can't vote for Joe Biden. What do you do? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you where you stand. There's so much to talk about. Kayleigh McEnany is a former press secretary turned Fox host. And she was talking yesterday about the White House press corps that is the press office is in serious trouble. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut four. This is Kayleigh McEnany on Fox yesterday.
How are they handling this message? And should they be handling it differently than shaking your finger in the face of reporters and telling them that they're not paying attention to the right polls?
Yeah, they should be handling it entirely differently. And that's where State of the Union is so important. I mean, to Van Jones's point, that's the chance to come out and show a different Joe Biden. Look, if I'm his press team, you're in a quagmire here because you can't put your boss on a debate stage across from President Trump. I don't think anyone thinks that's going to go well. So what do? You try to create carefully manufactured high-value appearances. And, you know, for them, they decided late-night comedy was one of those, and it seemed to me very choreographed. I'd love to know the degree to which he knew some of the questions coming.
Certainly felt that way. It was like, here comes the setup. Okay, here's the punchline. Yeah.
It's an impossible situation, but that's where State of the Union, if you think about this, likely the biggest audience he will have this election. If he chooses not to debate, Thursday night is his really last chance in front of a massive audience to reintroduce himself.
Do you think they can get away with not debating at all in a presidential election?
They will try. I think they can get away with it. I mean, we've seen debates take on a less important role, certainly in the primary, Donald Trump running away with it. They can get away with it, but they've got to get him out there. I think it will be inexcusable to the American public to just have a basement strategy. This is no longer the era of COVID.
Kayleigh McEnany yesterday on Fox. I promised I would let you hear from Jonathan Turley. He is the legal eagle on Fox. He was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday talking about the new developments in the Fonnie Willis case. There are new revelations that are just now coming out. Let's go to cut one. This is Jonathan Turley yesterday on Fox.
The Fonnie Willis case has not yet been settled. I don't know when you think that judge is going to issue his decision. Maybe it's a week from now, maybe longer. We'll see. Maybe it comes any day. But the attorneys are going after Terrence Bradley, who was on the stand last week. And they believe he lied. And they believe this deputy DA by the name of Cindy Lee Yeager can prove it. And they're trying to get the judge to allow her to testify, if I've got all that right. But she's from Cobb County. And Fonnie Willis and everybody else is from Fulton County, just to the south of that. Let me take you back to Bradley on the stand about the speculation that he says about when this affair all began.
No, I have no direct knowledge of when the relationship started. I was speculating. I didn't have no one told me I was speculating.
No one told you that?
No one told me that.
So, I mean, it's his word up against everybody else's. The idea is that the relationship began in November of 2021, and these other folks are coming out and saying, no, it was well on by then, Professor.
Yeah. Well, it was painful to watch. It had that look of a hostage tape where he was just saying, I know nothing. I heard nothing. If I said anything, I didn't mean it. The problem is that this is getting worse by the day. So this new filing has another attorney, an officer of the court, saying, look, I heard that testimony and I was shocked because I did hear with absolute clarity the opposite of what was being stated to the court. And so you have this situation for the judge where you have emails where there isn't any ambiguity. He is very clear that this relationship began before Wade was hired. And now you have this other attorney saying, yeah, that was the same clarity that I heard. So how does the court deal with that? What is very clear is that the continuation of Wade and Willis is undermining their case, undermining their office, and they have put their interests before that of the public. I am quite astonished that they have not stepped aside. They have an independent professional obligation towards their office, obviously to the people of the county. I don't believe that they're shouldering that responsibility, regardless of what the court is doing or will do.
Wow. We'll see whether or not Cindy Lee Yeager is to be heard from in that court sometime soon. Thank you, sir. Do you think it'll happen or no? Will the judge allow it?
I'm not so sure. I would bet against it. I think that this judge is ready to make a decision, and this drip, drip, drip is going to have to stop. But it's in the record, and he may have to take note of it.
There you have it, Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. He was on with Fox yesterday. More on that story as we move along this morning. The big news now is Nikki Haley is out of the presidential race. She has suspended her race. Now, that doesn't mean she can unsuspend her race at some point. If something happens in the legal system, if the former president is convicted of a felony, if he is sentenced sometime before, Inauguration Day. I mean, this could become really, really ugly. One of the things we're going to do in our next